USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump literally rallying Republicans at an event in Indiana last night, saying the U.S. economy is booming, optimism is running high across the U.S., and his administration is, quote, rocking. Trump warning, though, what would happen if Democrats score big wins in the midterm elections.
They want to raise your taxes, end your tax cuts. They want to have open borders where everyone flies into our country. That's not happening.
Amid predictions that the Kilauea volcano on Hawaii's Big Island could erupt at any time now, the Hawaii governor has issued a proclamation giving himself the power to take whatever action is needed to protect the community from a nearby power plant. Also, he's issued a presidential disaster declaration request asking that federal funds be made available for the ongoing emergency. And this is USA Radio News.
Want to add 3 more days to your weekend? Then get on board a free luxury cruise today. Your dream destination, meals, and adventure are all included free when you buy the book 5-Day Weekend. Why is New York Times bestselling author Garrett Gunderson and Nick Halig giving away thousands of luxury cruise tickets? Simple. They've created an online community they want you to benefit from. No, you don't have to read the book or join the community to enjoy your free cruise. Use the ticket when you want, how you want, and with who you want. They're confident after you apply just 3 of their 16 proven wealth-building strategies in the book, you'll improve your cash flow in just 30 days, so you'll join the online 5DW community. That's why the authors can afford to be generous and give you a luxury cruise ticket at their expense. Call 1-800-598-5129, 1-800-598-5129. Buy a copy of 5-Day Weekend, and you'll get a free 3-day cruise ticket for processing and tax. That's 1-800-598-5129, or log on to cruisenow.info. That's cruisenow.info, cruisenow.info.
Long-awaited results of an investigation into the deadly attack that killed 4 Americans in Niger last October, released yesterday by the Pentagon. At a briefing, Army Major General Roger Clotier called the investigation exhaustive.
The report and its exhibits contain more than 6,300 pages of evidence. As a result, I can say with confidence that no one has a better grasp on what happened in Tongo Tongo than the members of my team.
And the report concludes that, quote, individual, organizational, and institutional failures and deficiencies all contributed to that tragedy. He also praised the courage of the fallen troops. Those U.S. forces were in Niger to try to help combat ISIS. The FBI investigating a reported bombing at an Episcopal church in Beaumont, Texas, early yesterday morning. The package bomb exploding on the steps of St. Stephen's Episcopal Church. It's the second such device to be found in Beaumont in a month. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Another report that another member of the Trump administration may be considering resignation. This time, the New York Times claims Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen has drafted a resignation letter but has never submitted it. The report says she came close to doing so on Wednesday after President Trump accused her at a cabinet meeting of failing to improve border security. She reportedly told colleagues afterwards she would step down if President Trump didn't think she was effective in her role. Suspected Golden State killer Joseph James DeAngelo is facing 4 additional counts of first-degree murder now, the charges announced yesterday by the Santa Barbara County District Attorney Joyce Dudley. DeAngelo is 72 years old, currently in custody in Sacramento, as prosecutors in multiple counties are wrangling with what to charge him with and where he's going to stand trial after being arrested last month. The believed Golden State killer, accused of multiple murders and dozens of rapes. The new charges deal with 2 double murders. The court papers indicate that Deborah Alexandria Manning and Robert Offerman were killed on December 30, 1979, and the other crime, Sherry Domingo and Greg Sanchez, were murdered on July 27, 1981. In both crimes, DeAngelo is accused of murder during commission of rape and burglary. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.